Well, I agree with my brother John that it's great to be with you. Always a joy to be here in this church.
Slažem se sa mojim bratom Johnom da je uvijek lijepo biti ovdje sa vama u crkvi.
I have friends here too.
I ja imam prijatelje ovdje.
No enemies yet.
Ali nemam za sad neprijatelje.
But long enough being here, perhaps I'll make some.
Ali ako budem dovoljno dugo tu, možda ću ja imat neke neprijatelje.
We're looking at John chapter 4 today.
Gledamo na Ivanovo evanđelje četvrto poglavlje.
This is part 2 of a message that I began on Wednesday.
I to je drugi dio poruke koju sam započeo u četvrtak.
Where we look at 7 things about Jesus.
Gledali smo 7 osobina ili 7 stvari o Isusu.
7 characteristics, 7 attributes.
7 atributa, 7 karakteristika Isusa.
So if you're here today or watching somewhere.
I ako ste ovdje ovog jutra ili neki koji nas pratite,
and you're not sure about this thing called Christianity.
I ako niste sigurni o kršćanstvu.
Perhaps you're investigating what it means to be a Christian.
Možda istražujete, propitkujete što znači biti kršćanin.
John is writing for people like you.
Ivan, apostol Ivan piše za ljude poput vas.
He wants to help you investigate who this person of Jesus is.
On vam želi pomoći da istražite tko je Isus Krist.
Who is this Jesus and what can he do for me?
Tko je taj Isus i što on može učiniti za mene?
It's an important question. A question everyone of us needs to answer.
I to je važno pitanje na koje svatko treba dati odgovor.
If you're a believer here today, you've been at this for a while.
I ako ste ovog jutra vjernik i već ste dugo vjerujete.
The life of Jesus always challenges us.
Isusov život nas uvijek motivira i izaziva.
Challenges our complacency, our unbelief.
On utječe na naše na našu nevjeru, na ono na samodostatnost.
Our coldness of heart, our disobedience.
Utječe na našu hladnoću našeg srca, na naš neposluh.
Perhaps you've drifted away a bit.
Možda ste malo skrenuli sa puta.
Well, the life of Jesus always encourages us and challenges us.
Isusov život nas uvijek ohrabruje i daje nam izazov.
So that's what we see here in John chapter 4.
I to je ono što vidimo ovdje u Ivanu četvrtom poglavlju.
7 things about Jesus.
7 stvari o Isusu.
Now the first 4 I'm just going to review. I covered this last earlier this week.
Prvih 4 ću samo ponoviti, to smo prošli u četvrtak.
We see Jesus is fully human.
Vidimo Isusa da je u potpunosti čovjek.
He's tired, he's weary, he's thirsty, he understands our weakness.
On je umoran, žedan je, zna naše slabosti.
He loves the unlovable, the outcast.
On ljubi one koji su bili izbačeni iz društva.
He gives us the gospel.
On nam daje evanđelje.
Which is the gift of God to eternal life.
To je dar Boži za vječni život.
And the fourth is that he speaks the truth.
I četvrto je da on govori istinu.
And exposes our sin so that we can have the gospel.
I on otkriva naš grijeh tako da bi mi u stvari mogli prihvatiti evanđelje.
And today we look at 3 more as we close out John chapter 4.
I ovog jutra vidjet ćemo još 3 osobine.
So let me summarize the story and then we're going to read beginning at verse 27.
Sada ću sažeti priču i onda ćemo čitati od 27. Stiha dalje.
So Jesus is on his way to Galilee from Judea and Samaria is between Judea and Galilee.
Isus putuje iz Judeje u Galileju, a Samarija je bila između Judeje i Galileje.
Most Jews went around Samaria and into Galilee on the other side of the Jordan River.
Većina Židova su išli okolo Samarije da dođu do Judeje.
Jews didn't like the Samaritans. Samaritans didn't like the Jews. For the Jews, that was the other side of the tracks, the bad neighborhood.
Židovi nisu voljeli Samarijance, ni Samarijance Židove. Samarijanci su za Židove bili neki loši kvart, pa su ga uvijek zaobilazili.
But Jesus says, we're going through Samaria.
Ali Isus je rekao, mi idemo kroz Samariju.
So they get to Sikar, which is a small town in the middle of Samaria.
I oni su došli do grada koji se zove Sikar u Samariji.
It's been a long walk. It's about 40 miles, however kilometers that might be.
Znači, to je bio jedan dug put, 40 milja, vjerojatno 50-60 kilometara.
So they're tired, thirsty and hungry, and the disciples go in to buy food and Jesus sits by a well.
Znači Isus i učenici su bili žedni, gladni, učenici su otišli u grad da kupe hranu, a Isus sjedi pokraj bunara.
And a woman comes, she's all by herself.
I dolazi jedna žena, bila je potpuno sama.
And Jesus is tired, weary and thirsty and asks her for a drink.
Isus je umoran, izmučen i žedan je i zamolio je da mu izvadi iz bunara vodu i da mu da za piti.
So he initiates this conversation with the woman and the woman is surprised.
I on je inicirao, započeo razgovor sa tom ženom, a žena je iznenađena.
She too knows that Jews don't have any dealings with Samaritans.
I ona je znala da se Židovi uopće ne druže, nemaju nikakav kontakt sa Samarijancima.
But Jesus takes the opportunity to talk to her about the water of the well brings, but he talks about living water as opposed to physical water.
I Isus sa njom započinje razgovor o vodi, o živoj vodi koju on može dati.
He really begins to share the gospel with her.
I on je u stvari počeo sa njom, je podijelio radosnu vijest.
If you knew the gift of God and who was speaking to you, you would ask him and he would give you living water.
I on je rekao, kad bi ti znala Božji dar i onaj s kim pričaš, zatražila bi od njega da ti da žive vode, da nikad ne ožedniš.
So he's talking about salvation being the gift of God, the gift of God's grace. It gives new life and springs up to eternal life.
I on govori da je spasenje dar Božji koji dolazi po vjeri i iz njega, to je poput žive vode, dolazi život.
She doesn't quite understand. She thinks he's talking about running water, water that's going to run from the well into the city, so she doesn't have to come out and draw water anymore.
Ali ona ne razumije o čemu Isus govori. Ona je mislila da Isus govori o nekoj vodi koja teče iz bunara u grad, tako da ona ne mora ići van grada da zagrabi vodu.
But she's interested and says, sir, give me this water.
I ona, ali ona je zainteresirana i veli, gospodine, pa daj mi tu vodu.
Jesus says, go, call your husband.
Isus je kaže, može, prvo idi i pozovi svog muža.
And he begins to deal with her sin, the barriers to her having the relationship with God.
I on se u stvari počeo odnositi sa njenim grijehom i pokazati joj da je to ta barijera koja ju sprečava da upozna Boga.
So she's a bit uncomfortable, she changed the subject.
Njoj je malo neugodno i pokušava promijeniti temu.
Jesus continues to press her on her need for the gospel.
Isus i dalje nastavlja o tom razgovoru i pokazuje potrebu za evanđeljem.
She finally says when the Messiah has come, he'll tell us all things.
I ona na kraju veli, pa dobro, kad jednog dana dođe Mesija, on će nam sve reći.
Jesus said, I who speak to you am he.
Isus je kaže, ja koji pričam s tobom, ja sam Mesija.
This is an amazing jaw-dropping revelation from Jesus to a Samaritan woman.
I to je nevjerojatna otkrivenje. Isus se otkriva toj Samarijanki i kaže da je on Mesija.
He didn't do this with Jews.
On to Židovima nikada nije tako rekao.
At least not yet, because they had all kinds of false notions about what the Messiah was going to be.
U tom trenu on još Židovima nije govorio da je on Mesija, jer su Židovi imali krivu predodžbu kakav će biti Mesija kad dođe.
But here he reveals himself as a Messiah to this unlikely woman, this immoral, lonely Samaritan woman.
Ali on se toj grešnoj ženi otkriva svoj identitet, kaže da je on Mesija.
So the disciples finally get back from town where they had bought some food.
I na kraju učenici se vraćaju iz grada sa hranom.
And they see him talking with this woman.
I njega vide da priča sa tom ženom.
And they are shocked and amazed that he's even talking to this woman.
I oni su iznenađeni, šokirani kako on to može pričati sa tom ženom.
This is a potential scandal.
To je potencijalni skandal.
They're a little bit embarrassed. They don't even ask him a question about what's going on here.
Njima je malo neugodno, ali Isusa nisu ništa pitali šta se tu dešava.
They just encourage him to eat.
Oni su ga samo ohrabrili, pa evo, uzmi i jedi.
And meanwhile, the woman leaves.
I u tom u međuvremenu ta žena je otišla natrag u grad.
And Jesus begins to deal with his disciples.
I Isus se počeo baviti svojim učenicima.
Explaining what he has just done with the woman.
Počinjemo objašnjavati što se upravo dogodilo i što je on radio sa tom ženom.
So let's look at this last paragraph, verse 27 to 42.
Pogledat ćemo zadnji odjeljak od 27.
And
do 42.
See three more things about Jesus.
I vidjet ćemo još tri stvari o Isusu. U to stigoše njegovi učenici, te su se čudili da govori sa ženom. Ali ipak nijedan ga ne upita. Što želiš ili što govoriš s njom? Tada žena ostavi svoj krčak i ode u grad pa rekne ljudima, dođite da vidite čovjeka koji mi reče sve što sam učinila, da on nije Mesija. Oni izičoše iz grada i dođoše k njemu. A dotle su učenici molili Isusa, rabi, jedi. On im reče, ja imam za jelo hranu za koju vi ne znate. Zar mu netko donio jelo? Počnu tada učenici pitati jedan drugog. Isus im reče, moja se hrana sastoji u tom da vršim volju onoga koji me poslao i dovršim njegovo djelo. Zar vi ne kažete, još 4 mjeseca pa će doći žetva? Evo, velim vam, podignite svoje oči i promotrite njive kako su dovoljno bijele za žetvu. Žetelac prima plaću i skuplja rod za život vječni, da se zajedno raduju sijač i žetelac. Ovdje se obistinjuje poslovica, jedan je sijač, drugi je žetelac. Ja vas poslah da žanjete ono oko čega se niste trudili. Drugi su se trudili, a vi ste ušli u plod njihova truda. Mnogi Samarijanci iz onog grada počeše vjerovati u nj zbog ženina svjedočanstva. Reče mi sve što sam učinila. Pa kad Samarijanci dođoše k njemu, zamoliše ga da ostane kod njih i ostade ondje 2 dana. Mnogo ih više poče vjerovati u nj zbog njegove nauke, te su ženi govorili, ne vjerujemo više zbog tvog govora, jer smo sami čuli i znamo da je on uistinu spasitelj svijeta.
First thing we see of this is Jesus is obedient to the will of God.
Prvo što vidimo ovdje je da je Isus poslušan Božjoj volji.
He loved doing his father's will. He was committed to doing his father's will at every point.
On je volio izvršavati očevu volju i bio je predan da ju izvrši.
Even at the hardest point of his life, he said, not my will, but yours be done.
I čak u najtežem trenutku svog života, on je rekao, oče, neka ne bude to moja volja, nego tvoja volja.
He became a servant and was obedient even to the point of death.
On je bio sluga i bio je poslušan i to čak poslušan do smrti.
What was God's will in this situation?
Što je bila Božja volja u ovom trenutku?
Well, it was in engaging this lost woman.
Božja volja je bila da se on da on porazgovara sa tom izgubljenom ženom.
She was lonely, she was immoral, she was an outcast.
Ona je bila usamljena, bila je grešna, nemoralna i bila je otpadnica, izbačena iz društva.
And so Jesus is breaking barriers and he's risking criticism and risking scandal by engaging this woman.
I Isus razbija te barijere i riskira da bude kritiziran i da se desi neki skandal.
But he said this is why I've come. Yeah, this is part of my accomplishing God's will.
Ali rekao je zato sam i došao, to je dio toga da ja izvršavam očevu volju.
Well, the disciples, they don't quite understand it either. They're more concerned about the fact that he's not eating. He's not eating anything.
Ali učenici to ne razumiju i njih više zabrinjava da Isus ne želi ništa pojesti.
And Jesus said, I've got food to eat that you don't know about.
Ja, ali Isus im kaže, ja imam hranu koju jedem za koju vi ne znate.
And they're still a bit confused and they say, well, who fed him? Where did he get this food?
I oni su zbunjeni i pitaju, pa koga je nahranio? Gdje je dobio tu hranu?
No, he says, my food is to do the will of God and accomplish the work that he sent me to do.
Ali on kaže, moja je volja da izvršim očevu, moja je hrana da izvršim očevu volju i ono za što me on poslao.
So he says, this is my food. This is what nourishes me, obedience to the will of God.
I rekao, to je moja hrana, to je ono što mene nahranjuje da izvršavam volju svog oca.
See, we think spiritual food is intake of God's word.
Mi mislimo da je duhovna hrana kad samo primamo Božju riječ.
And where I come from, the more, the better.
I gdje ja dođem, čim ju više unesem, primim bolje.
We have all kinds of Bible studies and books and tapes and podcasts and downloads.
Postoje mnogo knjiga, mnogo kazeta, CD-a, podcastova na internetu, propovjedi.
To take in the word of God.
I to na taj način možemo unijeti Božju riječ u sebe.
Is that what we see here about what is nourishing to Jesus?
Ali da li vidimo šta hrani Isusa ovdje?
Yeah, no, I know that the word of God does feed us and it is so important to our living the life before God.
Znam da nas Božja riječ hrani i jako je važna u našem životu sa Bogom.
But there's another aspect to spiritual nourishment that I think we neglect.
Ali postoji još jedan drugi dio ili aspekt duhovne okrepe koji često puta zanemarujemo.
See here the will of God for Jesus is engaging an unbelieving person in conversation.
Vidimo da je ovdje volja oca bila da se Isus upusti u razgovor sa tom ženom.
He says, that's my food.
Isus kaže, to je moja hrana.
Now, it's interesting to ask, did Jesus lose his appetite? Was he not hungry anymore because he was involved in conversation with this woman?
Sad se može upitati, pa da li Isus stvarno izgubio apetit i više nije bio gladan kad je počeo razgovarati sa tom ženom?
Perhaps. Sometimes we get so involved in what we're doing, we forget to eat. We do lose our appetite.
Možda nekad kad nešto radimo, toliko smo usredotočeni da zaboravimo na naš apetit i nemamo više apetit.
Jesus was so engaged with the needs of this woman that he wasn't concerned about physical food at all.
Isus je bio toliko uključen da u taj razgovor sa tom ženom da više mu nije bila potrebna hrana.
So do we understand the nourishment of doing the will of God and particularly engaging unbelieving people with the gospel?
I da li mi razumijemo da dio te duhovne ishrane je također kad ljudima govorimo evanđelje?
Now I think the church is on a rather poor diet.
Ja sam uvjeren da je crkva na vrlo siromašnoj ishrani.
There's a heavy intake of the word of God.
Ako puno uzimamo Božje riječi, znači unosimo Božje riječ u sebe.
And little to no nourishment from engaging unbelieving people.
A malo prehrane dobivamo od toga da se uključujemo i da radimo sa drugim ljudima.
Yeah, we know about the milk of the word that it nourishes us, but there's another aspect to the nourishment that we get.
Znamo da na nekim dijelovima pisma se kaže da je Božja riječ mlijeko koje nas hrani, ali postoji drugi način prehrane.
Jesus says that's my food and that should be your food as well.
Isus kaže to je moja prehrana, to bi trebala biti i vaša prehrana.
I think our poor diet, our overload on the word and our lack of obedience to engaging unbelieving people has caused us to be weaker.
I ja mislim da ta naša loša ishrana, da samo puno unosimo Biblije, a malo radimo sa ljudima, da nas čini slabijima.
As individual Christians and as a church.
Znači, čini nas slabijima i individualno kao kršćan i zajedno kao crkvu, slabiji smo.
So here we see Jesus, obedient to the will of God.
Znači, vidimo ovdje Isusa koji je poslušan Božjoj riječi.
Nourished, fed by engaging people with the gospel.
On je nahranjen time što je dijelio evanđelje sa drugim ljudima.
Second thing we see here is that Jesus is the Lord of the harvest.
Sljedeću stvar koju vidimo ovdje je da je Isus gospodar žetve.
So the woman goes into the city and the townspeople come out to see Jesus.
I žena odlazi u grad i govori svojim sumještanima da dođu, izađu iz grada da vide Isusa.
And as this is happening, Jesus starts talking about harvesting and sowing and reaping.
I kad se to, za vrijeme kad se to dešavalo, Isus učenicima govori o sjetvi, žetvi, o sjetvi, žetvi.
And he says, do you not say that after 4 months comes a harvest?
I on im kaže, zar vi ne kažete da nakon 4 mjeseca dolazi žetva?
Forget about that. The kingdom of God has a different kind of harvest.
I on je rekao, zaboravite na to. Nebesko kraljevstvo ima drugačiju vrstu žetve.
You don't have to wait 4 months to harvest people for the kingdom of God.
Ne morate čekati 4 mjeseca da požanjete ljude za nebesko kraljevstvo.
The harvest is now.
Rekao je, žetva je sada.
Lift up your eyes, look at the fields, they're white for harvest.
Rekao je, podignite svoje oči, pogledajte polja, spremna su za žetvu.
So he's trying to get them to engage in the harvest, in sowing and reaping.
I on ih želi potaknuti da se i oni uključe u tu žetvu, da siju i da žanju.
Yes, even the hated Samaritans.
Čak i kad dolaze kod Samarijanaca koje nisu voljeli.
Now he's just finished talking about the nourishment, the food of engaging unbelieving people.
I on je upravo govorio o toj prehrani uključivanju u razgovoru sa nevjernim ljudima.
And now he's talking about the joy of being involved in the harvest.
I sad govori o radosti koju donosi kad se uključimo u žetvu.
So that this harvest is about sowing and reaping the seed, sowing the seed of the word of God and reaping the fruit.
I žetva radi se o sijanju Božje riječi i zatim o da se žanje taj plod koji dolazi.
Some sow, some reap, everybody rejoices.
Neki siju, neki žanju, ali svi se raduju na kraju.
Now, as I've been traveling in Europe over the years, I've come to love the game of soccer.
I pošto već godinama putujem kroz Europu, zavolio sam nogomet.
Now, in my primitive understanding of what soccer is about, I think I understand a little bit about the game.
I sad u mojem primitivnom razumijevanju nogometa, mislim da nešto sada više razumijem.
So I understand there are 3 groups of players on a team.
I sad znam da postoji u jednoj ekipi tri vrste nogometaša.
There are the defenders, the goalkeeper, the back line.
Znači postoji golman i obrana, taj zadnji dio, donji dio.
Midfielders.
Srednji dio, znači vezni igrači.
And strikers.
I naprijed su napadači koji zabijaju golove.
The defenders keep the other team from scoring goals.
Znači obrana čuva da se ne primi gol.
They move the ball to the midfielders.
Oni dodaju loptu u vezni red.
And the midfielders move the ball to the strikers who score the goals.
A vezni red daje loptu napadačima koji trebaju zabiti gol.
Well, the church is like a soccer team.
A i crkva je poput nogometne ekipe.
So the defenders are the theologians and apologists.
Znači, obrana, to su teolozi i apologete.
They are defending the faith, they are keeping the opposition from scoring goals.
Oni brane vjeru i ne daju da neko zabije gol, da to diskreditira.
The strikers score the goals.
Napadači zabijaju golove.
They get all the attention.
Oni dobivaju svu pažnju.
What about the midfielders? What do they do?
A šta radi vezni red?
Well, in the church, it's... The strikers are the evangelists. They reap the fruit.
Znači, napadači su evangelizatori. Oni žanju.
What do the midfielders do? They move the ball down the field. And the church is the average believer sowing the seed of the gospel, moving the ball down the field.
A vezni red, znači, to su vjernici koji siju riječ.
And that's what most of us are.
I to je ono što smo većina nas, ja mislim.
Look, we all have a responsibility to share our faith.
Svi imamo odgovornost da podijelimo svoju vjeru.
But I'm primarily a midfielder.
Ja sam uglavnom vezni red, veznjak.
I'm not a great evangelist.
Nisam veliki evangelizator.
But I find great joy in just moving the ball down the field.
Ali ja nalazim veliku radost da loptu kroz teren šaljem prema napadačima.
Sowing the seeds of the gospel.
Sijeme evanđelja.
And then the strikers can score the goals. The evangelists can score the goals.
I onda napadači ili evangelizatori mogu zabiti gol.
But we all rejoice. We all should get as excited as a soccer team does when they score a goal. Everybody goes crazy.
I svi se radujemo kad napadači zabiju gol, cijela ekipa poludi od sreće.
Because it very much is a team event, a team happening.
Zato jer je to timski događaj.
So with taxi drivers, I take taxis to the airport in Atlanta, I take taxis over here, I try to engage them in conversation.
Recimo, ja često, znači u Atlanti kad idem na aerodrom, sjednem u taksi i ovdje po Europi često uzimam taksi i pokušavam vozačima podijeliti radosnu vijest.
If they speak English, that's helpful.
Ako govore engleski, to jako, jako puno pomaže.
And if they're not speaking English, if they're not from the US, it's not that difficult to talk to them about religion.
I ako nisu u Americi, ako nisu oni iz Amerike nego iz nekog drugog dijela svijeta, nije toliko teško razgovarati o religiji.
So after a few questions, I'll ask, what is your religious background?
I nakon nekoliko pitanja ih uvijek pitam, koja je tvoja vjerska pozadina?
And then we're into the conversation and I can sow the seeds of the gospel. I've done this with a number of taxi drivers from different parts of the world.
I tako započinjemo razgovor i već sam sa puno taksista iz raznih dijelova svijeta podijelio sjeme evanđelja.
And if I can get in that Jesus is the Son of God, the Savior of the world, then we've moved the ball down the field a little bit.
I ako dođemo do toga da im kažem da je Isus Sin Boži koji je došao ovdje za nas grešnike, onda polako već loptu malo po malo šaljem prema naprijed.
Now closer to home where I live in Atlanta, we have next door neighbors.
I znači blizu naše kuće gdje živimo u Atlanti imamo neke susjede.
Don't know where they stand spiritually.
Ne znam uopće gdje stoje duhovno.
They don't go to church, I know that.
Znam da ne idu u crkvu.
And we're getting to know them.
I mi ih često upoznajemo razne susjede.
We had them over for a Christmas Eve dinner.
Znamo ih pozvati za božićnu večeru.
They didn't have any family in town and we were happy to have them over. We'd never done that before.
I ti susjedi nisu imali obitelj u gradu, pa smo ih pozvali i to nikad do sad nismo učinili.
But it was an opportunity to plant a few seeds.
Ali bila je prilika da malo posijemo sjeme.
So they know that I'm in some kind of religious work.
I oni znaju da sam ja nekakvi vjerski radnik.
And we're a little bit strange.
Malo smo im čudni.
But at our Christmas Eve, we had a prayer that was thankful for Jesus and the gospel and his coming into the world to save us from our sins.
I na badnjak, kad su oni bili kod nas, ja sam se pomolio, zahvalio Bogu na evanđelju, na tome da je Krist došao za naše grijehe, da nas spasi.
And now they follow me on Facebook and hear what God is doing in Croatia and other parts of the world.
I sad oni me prate putem Facebooka i vide šta Bog radi po svijetu.
And it's great fun to see it happening.
I vrlo sam radostan i sretan da vidim šta se dešava.
We're just moving the ball down the field a little bit with this couple.
I sa tim bračnim parom isto loptu polako približavamo.
And hopefully our next step will be getting them to church.
I nadamo se, molimo da sljedeći korak bude da počnu dolaziti u crkvu.
Where they can hear more of the gospel.
Gdje mogu čuti više o evanđelju.
So Jesus is the Lord of the harvest.
I Isus je gospodar žetve.
He sends us out to sow seeds of the gospel.
On nas šalje van da sijemo sjeme evanđelja.
Some of us will reap.
Neki od nas će to žeti.
But it's great fun as we do it, and there's lots of rejoicing when people come to Christ.
Ali velika je radost kad to činimo i kad ljudi dolaze Kristu.
Final thing we see here in John 4 is that he is the savior of the world.
I zadnju stvar koju vidimo ovdje u Ivanov 4 je da je Isus spasitelj svijeta.
So the woman goes into the town and tells her story. He says, come see a man who told me everything I ever did.
I žena je otišla u taj grad i rekla je svim stanovnicima, dođite da vidite tog čovjeka, rekao mi je sve što sam učinila.
Talk about creating interest.
Evo, ovdje vidimo kako se stvara zanimanje, interes.
Probably everybody knew her story.
Vjerojatno su svi jako dobro znali njenu priču.
At least that she had a number of husbands.
Barem to znali su da imala više muževa.
And the guy she was living with now is not her husband.
I taj čovjek s kim je sad živjela nije bio muž.
So they're interested. Who is this guy who knows everything she's ever done?
I oni su bili zainteresirani. Pa tko je taj koji zna sve o njoj?
So they come out and they want to hear and see what's going on with this Jesus.
I svi ljudi su izašli i htjeli su vidjeti ko je taj Isus, šta je s njim.
So they come and they see and they ask him to come into their town and stay with them.
I oni su izašli van, vidjeli su Krista i zamolili su ga, dođi i budi s nama u gradu, ostani par dana.
And Jesus stays with them 2 days.
Isus je 2 dana ostao kod njih.
2 whole days.
2 puna dana.
It's remarkable, it's amazing, it's unbelievable.
To je nevjerojatno.
This is the other side of the tracks. This is the bad neighborhood. These are the hated people.
I to je loš kvart. To su ljudi koji se mrze. Ne smijemo kod njih ići.
And Jesus goes into their town and stays with them 2 whole days.
I Isus odlazi u njihov grad i ostaje s njima 2 puna dana.
So imagine what happened during those 2 days.
I zamislite šta se desilo u ta 2 dana.
He's having dinner with the family. He's leading a home Bible study. Who knows? But I can imagine.
Ja mogu samo zamisliti, on tamo jede sa tim ljudima, imaju biblijsku grupu.
A packed living room where he's teaching and preaching and people are looking in the windows and all this to see Jesus.
Znači ono puna dnevna soba, ljudi van kroz prozore gledaju, slušaju Isusa šta on govori.
Fascinating to think how that impacted the city long term.
I nevjerojatno je kako je to dugoročno utjecao, taj Isusov posjet utjecao na taj grad.
But the outcome may be even more amazing.
Ali rezultat je još više zadivljujući.
So these townspeople who had very little exposure to Jesus, but they did have 2 days.
I ti žitelji tog grada su imali malo doticaja s Isusom, ali bilo je to 2 dana.
They said to the woman, it's not just because of what you say, it's now we know, we see.
I oni sad kažu ženi, nije to zbog toga samo što si ti rekla, nego sad smo i mi znamo jer smo i mi vidjeli.
And we know, they say.
I rekli su, mi znamo.
We know that he's not a prophet, he's the savior of the world.
I oni su rekli, mi znamo da on nije prorok, nego on je spasitelj svijeta.
This is amazing stuff, it's theologically correct, it's deep.
To je nevjerojatno, to je teološki točno, to je duboko.
Not even his disciples had confessed this.
Čak ni njegovi učenici do tada nisu to još priznali.
This is still early in his ministry.
To se desilo rano u Isusovoj službi.
How did they get to this place?
Kako su došli do te točke da to spoznaju?
Of acknowledging Jesus as the savior of the whole world.
Da su priznali Isusa kao spasitelja cijelog svijeta.
Not just Jews, not just Samaritans, but the whole world. They got that.
Ne spasitelja Židova ili Samarijanaca, nego oni su shvatili da Isus spasitelj cijelog svijeta.
2 things.
2 stvari.
Exposure to Jesus and exposure Jesus person exposure to Jesus word. Exposure to his person, exposure to his word.
Znači, prva stvar je, bili su izloženi Isusu kao osobi i njegovoj riječi.
That's what brings people to Christ.
I to je ono što dovodi ljude Kristu.
It's kind of a dynamic one, two punch that brings people
to je taj neki dinamičan
with Christ.
Prvi i drugi udarac koji dovodi ljude Kristu.
So how do we get people to exposed, be exposed to God's word?
I kako mi možemo ljude izložiti Božoj riječi?
It's worship services, it's home Bible studies, it's stuff to read. Lots of ways to get them exposed to
God's
word.
Ima puno načina, može biti dolazak u crkvu, naštovanje ili biblijska grupa ili da nešto pročitaju.
But they need to be exposed to the life of, they need to be exposed to God's people where they can see the life being lived.
Ali moraju biti izloženi Božim ljudima da mogu vidjeti kako se taj život živi.
And the Samaritans had exposure to Jesus person.
I Samarijanci su bili izloženi Isusu kao osobi.
He was there personally, he's not here personally.
Isus je tamo kod njih bio osobno, ali danas Isusa nema osobno.
But we are his body.
Ali mi smo njegovo tijelo.
And so exposure to this body, exposure to the word, exposure to this, the body of Christ is what brings people to Christ.
Znači, ljude dovodi Kristu da budu izloženi Božoj riječi i tijelu Kristovome.
So whatever you're doing in this church, you need to be exposing your friends and neighbors to the word of God and to the people of God.
I što god radite u ovom svijetu, vaše prijatelje morate izložiti Božoj riječi i ljudima u crkvi, Božjem tijelu.
Exposure to the people of God, bring them to worship, bring them to a small group, bring, have them in your home, engage with them socially.
Znači, dovesti ih u crkvu, dovesti ih u kuću na biblijsku grupu, da se druže, da se uključe i da vide Božje tijelo i Božju riječ.
But if you have the life of Christ in you, they will see it.
Ali ako imate Kristov život u vama, oni će to vidjeti.
They probably won't tell you, but they'll see it.
Oni vam vjerojatno to neće reći, ali će primijetiti.
They'll see something different.
Vidjet će da je nešto drugačije.
We had a neighbor that our kids played together, we had dinner together, we became good friends with these other neighbors.
Imali smo jednog susjeda, bili smo dobri prijatelji, naša djeca su se zajedno družila.
And finally she tells my wife, you guys seem to have a peace about you, you don't seem to get too rattled about things.
I ta žena rekla mojoj ženi, pa kad vas gledam imate neki mir, vidim da se ne ljutite zbog puno stvari.
We like to go to your church.
I volimo ići u vašu crkvu.
So they came to our church.
I rekli su voljeli bi ići u crkvu i
they
došli su onda u crkvu.
Profess faith in Christ.
I na kraju su povjerovali u Krista.
And asked me to baptize their daughter.
I na kraju sam ja krstio njihovu kćer.
Exposure to the word, exposure to God's people.
Znači, bili su izloženi Božoj riječi i Božjim ljudima.
Many of you know Steve Brown, Steve and Laura Brown from Cincinnati.
Mnogi od vas znate Steve-a i Laura iz Cincinnati-a.
When we planted our church, Laura came to our first meeting.
Kad smo osnovali crkvu, Laura je prva došla na naš sastanak u crkvu.
And she was interested and she wanted to come to our, we started having worship services, she wanted to come to the first worship service.
I započeli smo sa štovanjem, sa prvom službom i ona je htjela doći na prvo bogoslužje.
Steve came along with her, but he was not quite as interested as Laura.
I Steve je došao s njom, ali nije baš bio zainteresiran.
But finally Steve came to a Bible study at my house for men at 6:30 in the morning.
I na kraju Steve je došao na biblijsku grupu kod mene doma, imali smo je u 6:30 ujutro.
I thought he was probably a believer.
Ja sam mislio da možda je vjernik.
And I think he thought he was too.
I mislim da i on mislio da je on vjernik.
But Steve tells a story now that he was not.
Ali Steve sada kaže da onda da je svjestan da nije bio vjernik.
But through regular weekly exposure to God's word,
ali kroz redovitu tjednu izloženost Božje riječi
and to a group of godly men,
i u toj jednoj društvu sa Božjim muškarcima,
he came to real faith in Christ.
Došao je pravoj stvarnoj vjeri u Krista.
Life-changing faith in Christ.
Vjeri koja mu je promijenila život.
So, and he became an elder in our church, and he's kind of the grandfather of the Cincinnati Mačkovec partnership.
I on je postao starješina naše crkve i on je sad taj deda koji povezuje službu Mačkovca i Cincinnatija.
So our goal is the same as with the Samaritans.
I naš cilj je isti kao sa tim Samarijancima.
Our goal is to get people to believe that Jesus is the savior of the world.
Naš cilj da ljudi dođu do te točke da povjeruju da je Isus spasitelj svijeta.
And our method is the same as Jesus's.
I naša metoda je ista kao Isusova.
Get people exposed to the word of God.
I treba ljude izložiti Božjoj riječi.
Get people exposed to the people of God.
I ljude izložiti Božjim ljudima.
And it often takes time, lots of time to do that.
I često puta to zahtijeva mnogo vremena.
So we have to be patient and continue to sow the seed.
I moramo biti strpljivi i nastaviti sijati sjeme.
And build the relationships.
I graditi odnose.
And move the ball down the field.
I micati loptu dolje prema napadačima.
And at some point, God willing, the strikers will score the goal.
I u jednom trenu napadači će zabiti gol.
So let me give you one final application, one final thing to think about.
I da vam dam još jednu završnu stvar za primjenu o kojoj treba razmisliti.
Jesus told the disciples, lift up your eyes.
Isus je rekao svojim učenicima, podignite oči.
Lift up your eyes.
Podignite ih prema gore.
See, their eyes were probably down.
Vjerojatno su njihove oči bile smjerene prema dolje.
Looking at food, looking at the well.
Gledali su na hranu, na onaj bunar.
But in a larger sense, looking out for their own interests.
U širem smislu gledali su samo na svoj interes.
So Jesus gently and patiently says, lift up your eyes, get them off yourself.
I Isus im je nježno i ljubazno rekao, podignite oči sa sebe.
And off your little world and your little
podignite
interests.
Podignite oči sa svog vašeg interesa i vašeg malog svijeta.
And look out to the people around you.
I rekao, pogledajte van na ljude oko vas.
So that's a challenge. Lift up our eyes and look at the people around us.
To je izazov za sve nas. Podignimo oči i pogledamo ljude oko nas.
Be a little less self-centered and a little more others-centered.
Budimo manje usredotočeni samo na sebe, usredotočimo se na druge ljude.
And then of course let's lift up our eyes to Jesus himself.
I također podignimo oči prema samome Kristu.
He is the savior of the world.
On je spasitelj svijeta.
He saves us from our sin.
On spašava nas od naših grijeha.
Which is, he saves us from our self-centeredness.
On nas spašava od naših grijeha i naše sebičnosti, da smo usredotočeni na sebe.
And through his power, he gives us the ability to lift up our eyes.
I kroz njegovu snagu, on nam u stvari daje sposobnost da podignemo oči.
To a lost world.
Da pogledamo i vidimo izgubljeni svijet i da mu pomognemo.
Come and see the Savior of the world.
I da pomognemo izgubljenom svijetu da dođe i vidi spasitelja svijeta.
Would you join me in prayer?
Pridružite mi se u molitvi.
Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you are the Savior of the world.
Hvala ti, Gospodine Isuse, da si ti spasitelj svijeta.
The Lord of the harvest.
Gospodar žetve.
And you obeyed God even unto death.
I ti si bio poslušan svome ocu čak i do smrti.
Death to save us from our sins.
Smrti kako bi nas spasio od naših grijeha.
To save us from ourselves, our self-centeredness.
Kako bi nas spasio od nas samih, od usredotočenosti na sami sebe.
Help us to lift up our eyes.
Pomozi nam da podignemo oči.
To the people around us.
Da vidimo ljude oko nas.
And to lift up our eyes to you.
I da podignemo svoje oči prema tebi.
Who saves us.
Koji nas spašavaš
and empowers us
i osnažuješ
for the harvest.
Za žetvu.
Amen.
Amen.